Welcome to the Accountability Coach Podcast. I am thrilled to have you on board with me today. We're diving into the world of proven business success principles that are all about helping you make more money and work less. Because who doesn't want that, right? Now, I'm on a mission to guide you towards your ideal business and your ideal life. So buckle up and get ready for some powerful insights. And let's turn your goals into reality. This is Ann Bachrach. Today we're talking about why emotional intelligence is important to you. Now, emotional intelligence is a vastly underrated trait in a great business leader. While hard skills such as technical skills or knowledge, those can be learned, emotional intelligence needs to be cultivated. Soft skills such as empathy, patience, self-awareness are all crucial for successfully leading a team and growing your business to the next level. Leaders who have high emotional intelligence are much farther ahead of the curve than those who have a keen instinct for business. They're more capable of building a team they can retain and aware of what it takes to motivate that team as they grow their company. If it's so important, why is it so underrated, you might be wondering? Well, let's explore more about why this trait is the foundation of a successful leadership tenure. So what is emotional intelligence anyway, you might be wondering? Emotional intelligence, a term coined by the team Salovey and Meyer in 1990, is the ability to understand one's own emotions as well as those of others, and to know how to use that knowledge to motivate them. Whether you like it or not, emotions are woven into all of our interpersonal relationships. Interactions with our coworkers can lead to joy, anger, frustration, and so much more. How we feel affects how we respond in different situations, and it's therefore important to be able to recognize and control those emotions while acknowledging them as well. Being a leader with emotional intelligence means understanding how emotions affect yourself as well as others, and being empathetic to what your team is going through. Leaders who are strong in emotional intelligence are more capable of leading their team through stressful situations and know how to motivate employees in challenging times. Emotional intelligence also refers to the ability to connect emotionally with employees and is essential for effective leadership. Leading with empathy can lead to higher job performance as well as higher happiness levels overall. So according to Daniel Goleman, an American psychologist who helped to popularize emotional intelligence, the five main components of emotional intelligence are self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. And let's talk about each one of these individually. So self-awareness is the awareness of your own emotions, your strengths and your weaknesses, and understanding the effect your actions can have on other people. A leader who is self-aware leads with humility because they understand and acknowledge their weaknesses and how to utilize their strengths. A self-aware leader also understands the impact they can have on their team and chooses their words very wisely. Self-regulation. It is not just understanding your own emotions, but the ability to control both positive and negative emotions, as well as knowing how to, or not to, act on impulses. A leader who self-regulates their emotions is able to pivot when something unexpected happens and approaches challenges with a positive attitude and clear perspective. Motivation is the ability to work towards your goals as well as motivate others to work towards their goals. Leaders who motivate have a healthy relationship with their goals and can work towards success in an optimistic way. Empathy is being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and see where they're coming from. Empathy is incredibly important when it comes to being the leader of an organization. A support team can most certainly be made up of different people from various backgrounds and strengths. An empathetic leader knows how to give constructive feedback without being critical and earns the respect and loyalty of their team members. And social skills, or relationship management, is the ability to solve problems through effective communication. When disputes or disagreements inevitably arise, a leader needs to be able to navigate difficult conversations with grace. The better a leader can relate to and connect emotionally with those around them, the more seamlessly they can work together towards a common goal. A self-aware leader can delegate in areas that aren't their strength. If you're a creative thinker, but extremely unorganized, you can delegate tasks to an admin assistant or someone better suited to manage daily and mundane tasks. Self-awareness can also manifest in keeping a journal or writing down areas where you can grow. A self-regulating leader stays in control of their emotions. When a team member makes a mistake, how do you respond? Do you lash out instinctively and impulsively? Or are you able to hold your tongue, take a step back, and reflect on the situation, gathering all the facts before you react? Practice being calm with deep breathing exercises and by running your thoughts through your head before saying them out loud. A motivating leader takes the time to get to know their team. If you have a team member who is underperforming, don't jump to conclusions. Talk to them and find out what's going on. There may be something personal they're dealing with that's affecting their work. You can show emotional intelligence by asking how you can best support them. In some cases, it may be a case of the employee needing more financial incentive. Either way, you won't know until you talk with them. An empathetic leader puts themselves in someone else's position. Rather than jumping into blaming an employee for their mistake, you put yourself in their shoes and figure out why it happened and how you can prevent it from happening again. Take accountability for the ways in which you may not have set your employees up for success. When they see that you've got their back, their respect and loyalty will grow. A leader with great social skills is good at communicating both good and bad news. Instead of asking a team member to come see you with no other explanation, provide context around your meeting so they aren't anxiously awaiting to see why they were called in. Be transparent about your wins as well as your losses, and share the good and bad together with your team. Prioritize emotional intelligence as you lead your company. Practice self-awareness, transparency with your team, and above all, empathy. Taking the time to understand your own emotions as well as your employees' emotions will help you be a more effective, more compassionate, and a more successful leader. Unlock a blueprint to your ideal business and your ideal life by scheduling your free consultation with me today. After investing your very valuable time with me, I hope that you gained insights and ideas that will propel you to even greater heights in every facet of your life. Please share the wisdom by passing on the Accountability Coach podcast to help ignite others, which can be found on most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries. And subscribe to the Accountability Minute for your daily guidance on proven business success principles. I salute you for your hunger for more, your drive for wanting to be even better, and your unyielding commitment to being the architect of your destiny. Want more proven business success tips and resources? Well, of course you do. Subscribe to my blog by going to accountabilitycoach.com/blog. And always aim for what you want each and every day. Until next time, make it a great day, today and every day. I appreciate you listening.